All right, here we go. Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Ed Alexander producing and engineering our show today. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. Thursday, March 26, 2015. We have a full hour for you as usual. We'll begin with a conversation with Arizona Secretary of State Michelle Reagan. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk with the new leader of the Arizona Democratic Party. Her name is Alexis Tamiron. She's the first woman and first Latina chair of the state Democrats. Then about 12:45, we'll close out this noon hour with our Superstars of Science series presented by the University of Arizona College of Science. The Buckmaster Show live line is open for you. Call in, be heard at 790-2040. And of course, we welcome you to join us on Facebook. Easy to find under Bill Buckmaster. Let's go now to the state capitol and the Buckmaster Show live line to the Secretary of State for Arizona, Michelle Reagan. Michelle is, in effect, almost like the de facto lieutenant governor, since we don't have a lieutenant governor office here. She is the number two elected state executive, and that makes her very, very important. Hello, Michelle.
Well, hello. How are you doing?
Very good. How are the first 3 months on the job going?
Oh, you know what? They've been excellent. We are working hard, and as you know, from talking to, we got a chance to talk many times on the campaign trail, and you know that I wanted this job really bad, so I wasted no time from day one. As soon as I was sworn in, I came up here and just started working, so we've been busy, busy, and loving every minute of it.
And I was talking about Lieutenant Governor, and you were just appointed to the National Lieutenant Governors Association, not just the association, but you're now on the executive committee.
I am. I was appointed to the executive board to represent the western states, which I think is wonderful for Arizona. We now have a seat at the table. You know, Arizona is one of only three states that does not have a lieutenant governor and instead has the Secretary of State as the second highest state office holder. It's Arizona, Oregon, and Alaska. So we are also include, those three states are also included in the National Lieutenant Governor Association. So I went to my first meeting actually in December, and then I was nominated shortly after that to be on the board, and when I went to my second meeting in Washington, D.C. just last week,
wow,
they had me out, or put me on the board. So I was I was obviously thrilled with that, but more thrilled, I think, for our state because, like I said, that gives us a voice on a national level, and we will be able to, I think, start telling the Arizona story to the rest of the country, what the story that we want people to know about our great state.
Well, when we talked on the campaign trail, you were very passionate about this ballot, so-called ballot harvesting. You wanted to get rid of that, and the legislature seems to be following your wishes.
Well, we hope so, and again, this is something that when we look at other states and we try to see what works in other states and what doesn't work, one of the things that came up when I was the chair of the Elections Committee in the Senate was we're the only state that allows this activity where an individual can go and collect ballots, go door to door and collect ballots, hundreds, thousands, it doesn't matter, and walk into a polling place and just drop them off without any scrutiny, without any chain of command, without, you know, there's absolutely no requirements, no oversight. And that is, you know, we need to have a little bit more protection for something as sacred as a ballot. And when you look at even something as collecting signatures and collecting for petitions, we ask that state law says that to collect signatures, you need to be eligible to be registered to vote. We ask that the signature gatherers sign the back of the petitions. Who are you? We want to know who you are. If you're not in state, you have to register with the Secretary of State's office. So, and that's just for signature gathering. But yet for a ballot, which I believe is so much more important than a petition, we have no, you know, absolutely no chain of custody. We have no laws about it. That is unheard of in other states. Absolutely unheard of.
Where did this come from, Michelle? Where did this? Do you not know any of the history? Why are we the only state that allows this?
Well, I don't think that it was intentional. I think it was just an oversight. You know, what happened with the if you study the history of the mail-in ballot program is the mail-in ballot program started out as something that was allowed for absentee voters. So, you know, let's say you were traveling, or let's say you lived out of the state for part of the year, but you were an Arizona citizen, you're an Arizona resident, and you needed an absentee ballot. And then the program was expanded to allow people for convenience if you wanted to vote by mail. And then it expanded from that where, you know, you used to have to request each and every time for every election if you wanted a mail-in ballot. Then it expanded because people really liked the program, and people liked, you know, not having to go to the polls and not having to remember which Tuesday was election day. And so the program expanded, and it said, you know, you can sign up one time, which I'm a fan of. I do it myself. I love it. You sign up one time and you say, I wish to get a ballot by mail every time, each and every election, and you can sign up that way and you get your ballot by mail automatically. And so now so many people use the mail-in ballot way of voting that it was, I don't think anyone ever considered, oh, now we're going to have all of these ballots being sent by the mail, and now we need to look at, you know, the process has now changed. And so I think it was just an oversight. I don't think anyone ever thought, well, now we have all these ballots out there, and perhaps groups will start going around and start collecting them. And we had some, you know, enterprising groups start saying, hey, let's start going and collecting them. And I believe that they were, many groups were doing it as a get out the vote effort. They don't mean to do anything necessarily nefarious, but it's still not proper. You don't want to see hundreds of ballots in somebody's car. You don't want to have a teenager. Nothing against teenagers, you know. I have one. I have a stepdaughter who's a teenager. But it is not the proper place for ballots to just be shoved here and there and everywhere without proper controls of where they are, where they're supposed to be going. They're mail-in ballots. That's the process. That's the way the system was set up. And it just, nobody ever thought about it. Nobody said, hey, wait, this isn't right. Other states have said, you know what? This isn't the way it's supposed to be. They've cracked down on it. And Arizona's just a little behind.
I can see a pickup truck driving down the road with ballots flying off the back of the thing. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, and people say, well, does this really happen? And yes, it does. I mean, we had a gentleman say that he turned in 4,000 ballots on general election day in testimony in the Senate Elections Committee. So when people say, oh, you know, you're trying to fix a problem that doesn't exist, it exists. So, and I don't want one gentleman having possession of 4,000 ballots.
Yeah.
Even if he didn't do anything to them, which I'm sure he didn't, I don't want that. The only person I want to have 4,000 ballots is one of our 15 county recorders, or the post office who is in charge of scanning them and processing them, because, by the way, they are all barcoded, and we know, the county recorders know where they are at nearly every step of the process.
How is your new website coming? I know when you took over, it really needed an upgrade, didn't it?
That's kind of an understatement. Yes, absolutely. You know, you should tell me how the new website's going.
I think it looks really good. And this is no knock on Ken Bennett. He tried to do what he could with the thing, but it did need an update.
We're very pleased with it, but what's more important is that the public be pleased with it. And we're right now asking that people check it out. It's azsos.gov. And, you know, let us know what you would like to see upgraded, fixed. where you think tools might be handier, where things could be placed better. The old website was a mess. It was busy. It was hard to look at. You couldn't find simple things like PDFs. And our goal is to not just upgrade the website, but upgrade the entire way we do business at the Secretary of State's office. You know, right now, if you are a business person or a citizen and you want to file something as simple as a trademark or a notary, you have to come down to the Secretary of State's office, either in Phoenix or in Tucson, and you need to file those papers in person, on paper, and until March 1st, you had to pay with either a check or cash.
Really?
Yes. So the first thing I did when I got took office was I said, well, the fact that we don't accept credit cards is ridiculous. So by March 1st, we were accepting credit cards, which in the modern world doesn't sound like a big deal, but in government world, that was a big deal.
Michelle, can you take a quick call? Let's go, because this is on topic. Scott will be up next on the Buckmaster Show Liveline, has a question for Michelle Reagan about mail-in ballots. Go ahead, Scott.
Hello, Michelle. Yeah, I was just curious if anybody who would be potentially against this move about doing away with collecting, harvesting ballots?
Well, yesterday in the Appropriations Committee where the bill was heard, and the bill's very generous, by the way. The bill says it has been watered down to say that you can bring up to 3 ballots to a polling place, yours and 2 other people's, thinking perhaps maybe you have an elderly neighbor or somebody that you wish, you know, need to bring their ballot to the polls for them. It turned into a partisan bill, and the Republicans supported it, and the Democrats did not. I'm disappointed in that because I don't think this should be a partisan issue. However, there is a strong sentiment that this is an attempt by me to crack down on Latinos trying to vote, and that I have somehow this is a racist, an attempt at racism, and trying to deny Latinos an attempt to vote.
Okay. Michelle, we're going to take a break right here. Please stay with us through the break as we listen to the fine group of people who support our work here on the Buckmaster Show. And we'll be back with the Secretary of State of Arizona, Michelle Reagan, right after this. The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover 2 of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We push toward 12:22 on this Thursday afternoon. Michelle Reagan, the Arizona Secretary of State, Madam Secretary of State, with us on the Buckmaster Show. Waiting patiently on the live line has been Kay. Kay, you are with the Secretary of State. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for bringing your department into the 21st century.
Oh,
credit cards. I would like to know, you know, at the bank, I can do online banking with my PIN and password and everything. And I've just been surprised that you couldn't do something like that for voting.
Online voting is what Kay is bringing up. Yeah,
Kay, and that is an excellent question. It's something that a lot of people are still very afraid of. When you mention online voting, a lot of people kind of shriek back in fear. So the public is not ready for online voting yet. We do know that the technology exists, and I don't see it coming anytime soon. No states are doing it yet, but I will mention something that is very important and intriguing. We do use a form of online voting for our overseas military, and we actually do it right here in Arizona. We want to make sure that everyone who is serving overseas, especially in the military, has a chance to vote. And because of the timing of elections, many times the only way that they can get their votes to us is through the internet. And so they are the only group of citizens, rightfully so, that are allowed to vote via internet. Special system that's set up just for them, and it seems to be working wonderfully.
I didn't know that. Thank you, Kay.
Most people don't know that.
And thank you, Kay, for that question.
Excellent question,
Kay. We learn something every day here on the show. That's what makes it very interesting. Here's Roger. He's also been waiting. Sorry, Roger, for the wait. He has a question about ballots. Go ahead.
Yeah, Secretary of State Reagan, what my question was is, I often have people ask me, is there laws against purchasing blank ballot? I know it wouldn't be the moral thing to do or the right thing to do, but
yeah, no,
is there any state laws that prevent you from purchasing blank ballots.
Yes, that is absolutely there is absolutely a law against that, and that is a big felony. it is illegal to purchase ballots or to sell your ballot. That's not to say that it doesn't happen. Of course, it's nearly impossible to catch.
Yeah, so I guess it would be very hard to stop if somebody did sell their ballot, right? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, Roger, thank you.
Roger, I could have my elections director, Eric Spencer, who is an election whiz, an attorney, look that up for you. And I think I recognize this voice. And so let me give you the website, or let me give you our email address, and we could send you the exact statute of, and it's I believe that there is a coordinating federal law that is a very hefty crime as well.
Okay. And that address, Roger, can contact your office, correct, Michelle?
Yes. It is admin, A-D-M-I-N, mm-hmm. at azsos.gov. And, Roger, that should go directly to my assistant, and I will get that routed to Eric for you.
Perfect.
Oh, good deal. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle, for that. What about this talk we're hearing? It's been very confusing. Folks are thinking there's going to be an early primary in June. What's going on?
Oh, that's something that the Secretary of State's office supports, and I certainly support the bill to move the primary to June. Did not get through the legislative session so far. Doesn't look like it's going to pass this year. But it would be something worth revisiting, because I believe it would do something very important, and that is increase voter participation and turnout. The fact that we have a primary election when it is, you know, the hottest time of the year in one of the hottest states in the country, and we wonder why we have such dismal voter turnout.
Hmm.
Looking at moving it to June is something that other states do, and it works well for a lot of other states, and we believe that they have higher voter turnout than we do, and perhaps because of that. So it is worth revisiting, and I hope the legislature takes it up again next year.
So it would be like early June, something like that, maybe right after the Memorial Day holiday. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
I think that the second Tuesday in June is a nice starting point for discussion. It seems to be before people would before people start leaving for their summer breaks, and it's not too hot out yet, and you have the ability for candidates to be walking neighborhoods, and people are still in town. And, you know, the goal really should be is, when are people most likely to be involved? When can people, you know, be involved in government? When is participation going to be the greatest? And when are people most likely to go to the polls? And that should be where the discussion is really centered. And too often we hear, well, it's not a good time for people to raise money, or it's not a good time because politicians are in session. And I would like to turn the conversation back to, when is it a good time for the voter?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what the discussion should really be about. It shouldn't be about, when is it a good time for the legislators?
Yeah, so everybody complains, certainly in August, it's really kind of, they're not really thinking about elections, and that's perhaps one of the reasons that we do have such very low turnout for our primaries.
Well,
would you agree? Yeah.
Who's thinking about elections when it's not even Labor Day?
Yeah.
And, your kids are just, if they're in school yet, and school has just started, you're just coming back from summer break, it is hotter than could be. And, you know, it is pretty much the last thing on anyone's mind is, you know, hey, there's a primary coming up. And that in these candidates are, have been, to their credit, they have been campaigning all summer. Has anyone really been paying attention? Because pretty much how much of the state empties out during the summer?
Yeah, lots
exactly.
of folks. Yeah, take off. All right, we're going to wrap it up here with Michelle Reagan. Again, your new website, newly revised, upgraded website, is azsos.gov. Did I get that correct?
You did. And can I tell you something we have not mentioned on any radio show yet?
Tell me.
Let me have you be the first one.
Go ahead.
We have a new domain where if you type this in, you will be automatically directed to the Secretary of State's website, and we believe it's a lot easier to remember than the one you just gave.
Okay,
you
what
ready
is
for
it? Let's go.
Arizona.vote.
What? That's very easy.
So anybody that wants to go to, it's our state's name, .vote.
Hmm.
And you're going to go straight to the Secretary of State website. So Arizona.vote. And there you go.
And that is, again, a gov after that or what?
Nope, just Arizona.vote.
Whoa, okay.
Brand new.
I haven't even
announced it yet. There you go. Look at you.
There you go.
You just scooped the Republic. You just scooped everybody.
Perfect. I appreciate it. We're always looking for that. Michelle Reagan, thank you very much. Trying to inform the voters first and always get it right, hopefully. Thanks a lot. Have a great afternoon, Michelle.
Thank you for the opportunity. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you very much. Michelle Reagan, she is the Arizona Secretary of State, and that a new website, Arizona.vote, very interesting, just unveiling that new domain. Exactly 12:30 here on the Buckmaster Show, we will speak with the new chairwoman of the Arizona Democratic Party. That's coming up on Thursday on Buckmaster.
At Perfection Auto Works, we can do everything from a simple tune-up, oil change, air conditioning, engine rebuild, or brakes. We specialize in Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, Volvo, BMW, and Mercedes. We work on the whole thing, from the tires to the trunk lock. 323-8650. 323-8650. Our free 26-point inspection looks ahead for problems. 323-8650. That's 323-8650.
American Openings is pleased to be a sponsor of Good News Radio Broadcasting, featuring local news and information on AM 1030 KVOI, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ on KGMS 940 AM, positive and encouraging music on 88.1 FM K-Love, and pop classics on KCEE 690 AM. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer, concerned about our community and proud to be a partner with Good News Radio to help make our community a better place.
See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, five kids, two grandchildren, and I'm afraid I live in a place where some of those scorpions get in the house. And I'm here to report one of the smartest calls I ever made was to my friend Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? The only scorpion the Lehmans ever see is a dead one. Call.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. There's always a party or event going on somewhere, thanks to Arizona Party Rental. We're ready to roll out the red carpet for you. Listen to what our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Joseph Blair. Whether I was playing power forward with the U of A Wildcats or around the world as a professional basketball player, and now as community leader and founder of Blair Charity Group, helping disadvantaged youth and supporting the Southern Arizona community, I've always worked hard to be the best I can and give back. That's why I absolutely love working with Arizona Party Rental. From golf tournaments to other charity events, Arizona Party Rental has always been efficient, professional, and easy to work with. The team at Arizona Party Rental will make your next party or event a slam dunk.
Hey, thanks a lot, Joseph. Great assist. Our community really appreciates everything you've done on and off the court. Before you plan your next special event, visit Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona. Stop by our showroom on Speedway just west of Alvernon or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, Thursday edition at 12:35. We go back to the Buckmaster Show live line to speak with Alexis Tamaron, who was elected recently as the chair of the Arizona Democratic Party. She is the first woman and first Latina ever elected to that position. Ms. Tamaron has extensive political experience, including serving as Congressman Harry Mitchell's chief of staff and managing Dr. Richard Carmona's U.S. Senate race in 2012. Alexis, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, congratulations on your position. What is your game plan to get Democrats, more Democrats elected in this state?
Well, I think we have to look at it from a more long-term approach. Often we look at election cycle by election cycle, and it's an emotional roller coaster for Democrats in Arizona, as we know, kind of taking that approach and having expectations built and unfortunately come up short sometimes. So what I'd like to do is at least put together the infrastructure that looks not only to 2016, but it looks really at 2018, 2020, and 2022, when we go back and do redistricting again, of what is it that we need to accomplish and work back from there so that we can make real gains throughout Arizona.
Well, I know it's early in the cycle, but you do have to plan, I guess, for 2016. Any plans here for Southern Arizona candidates?
Well, we'd sure like to take back a seat in Legislative District 2. And so I know that working with the Pima County Democratic Party will be concentrated on that and making sure that we return our legislators back to Phoenix, the ones that are currently representing Pima County in Southern Arizona. But also, we have to look and see what the outcome is going to be of the Supreme Court case regarding redistricting and how that is going to play into that Southern Arizona district. We certainly want to make sure we have a great candidate for that congressional district, currently represented by Congresswoman McSally. So we have some big plans. I don't have the specifics that I want that I'm able to roll out to you today, but it's certainly going to be an exciting time, not only because of the presidential, but we have a lot of local races that we're concentrating on in Southern Arizona.
We just had the Secretary of State on the program, Michelle Reagan, talking about that bill that is moving forward in the legislature that would make early ballot collection, some call it ballot harvesting, illegal in Arizona. What's your take on that?
Well, I find it interesting that some of the positions that have been taken on that bill have been contrary to what the Secretary of State has said previously. Now, there has not been, to my knowledge, and I believe it has been brought up many times by legislators there in the Capitol, that are we looking for, is there a problem that we're trying to find a solution for? Because currently there has not been any documented fraud or any of the things that people are assuming happen I think that it's real important that we retain the ability for those individuals who can't make it to the polls or forgot the timeline and didn't mail in their ballots, that if they trust a family member or someone in their community or a church leader or a civic organization to pick up that ballot and they do so willingly, that they have the ability to do that. I think that this is just another barrier for participation that is not necessary.
Tell me about what you see now as the core values. What is it to be a Democrat right now in the state of Arizona, Alexis?
Well, I think we have to do a better job as Democrats to embrace our progressive values and show people there is a difference between being a Democrat and being Republican and what we stand for. We know that with the rise of independence in our state, individuals and folks are just tired of the politics. They're tired of the vitriol that is shouted from one party to another. And what we have to do a better job is we can't get sucked into that back and forth of some petty back and forth to just politic for the sake of politicking. We have to stand up and be really proud of what we stand for. We stand for opportunity and access to that opportunity to ensure that women have a choice in how they choose to engage in their healthcare decisions. We have specific issues in which we have to do a better job of advocating for to show the real differences between the parties that are currently representing us, in particular in the legislature.
Where are your rising stars going to be coming from? Looking to younger people and perhaps areas? Well, where are you looking?
Well, you know, we have a good bench of candidates, and they're currently in our school boards. They're in our local communities. They're in our city councils and town councils. What we have to do a better job is providing the backdrop or the support network, if you will, to have those folks take the next step and either running for the legislature, running for Congress, running for statewide office. We have a lot of great people doing great work in their community. It's work that needs to get done, and it doesn't have, and it's often not partisan. So it's taking that leap of saying we need your vision and your ability to connect on a local level to run for higher office. And so that's what I'm hoping that we are going to be able to do moving forward, is showing that we are a strong party that will support our candidates and make sure that those folks who are currently serving in those roles can take the leap forward if that is what they want to do.
What is the significance of being the first Latina to chair the Democratic Party?
Well, you know, it's funny when I get that question. Mainly, I hope it's, you know, much more of a symbolism of our party not only moving forward, but embracing the folks that we have currently in our tent. We are a big tent party. We want to make sure that all voices are heard. I think it just blends a different perspective, not only because I'm a Latina, but because, you know, I was born and raised in a small mining town here in Arizona, in Superior, in fact. And I like telling people about that. It gives you a different perspective of how to not only talk about politics, but what people really care about who are working, 40-plus hours a week, who rush home to make dinner for the family. You know, what is really on their minds? They're not paying attention most of the time to what's happening in the political world. And quite frankly, when they do, they get turned off by it. So I think it's just a different perspective of not only being Latina, but, you know, obviously being a woman, being raised in a small rural town. I like to say that I'm not from the great state of Maricopa. I'm from Pinal County, and those are values that are instilled in me, and I like to think that I have a different perspective than just folks in Phoenix.
All right. I've only got 2 minutes left, and I have two callers who would like to ask you a quick question. Doug Martin owns this radio station, Alexis. He would like to ask you a question. Go ahead, Doug.
Sure.
Hi, Alexis. Really appreciate you being on. You said something about the ballot that got my attention, because you talked about how if somebody forgot to mail in their ballot, you know, that people could pick it up. But kind of concerned me because, I mean, if somebody forgot to mail in their light bill, they would their lights would be turned off. So I don't know if that's valid. But the question I have for you is I have a bigger concern. What if somebody went around, let's say a Republican operative, and gathered up Democrat ballots and then threw them away? Doesn't that concern you when someone else can take control of your ballot and steal your vote?
It doesn't concern me from the perspective that what you're saying is, because as a person, if I get a door knocked by an individual who I know or I'm a part of an organization and they have proof that they're from whom they say that they're from, whether they're collecting on behalf of the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or a candidate for that matter, that it's really incumbent upon that individual, if they feel comfortable, you know, they could go drop it off at the polling place, or they can give it to their neighbor. I think that ability to give it to someone who you trust remains.
Okay. I'm going to have to run. Quick question, Jim. I don't want to leave you hanging there. Jim Kelly, can you make this real quick, please?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Bill. Thank you. Alexis, my question is why is it the basic fundamental platform of the Arizona Democratic Party to grow government?
Okay. Alexis?
I don't think that is in our platform at all. And it's what we believe in is making sure that people have the opportunity and access to opportunity, whether that be in education, to get a job, to be a productive member of society. I don't believe that, I for one don't like a bigger bureaucracy. And I'm the chair of the Democratic Party, so I know that will confuse some conservatives out there, but that is not a fundamental platform of our party. Our fundamental platform is access and opportunity, and we believe that goes for all Americans.
All right, Alexis, thank you very much. Alexis Tamaran, the new chair of the Democratic Party. Thanks, Alexis.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Welcome. This portion of Buckmaster brought to you by the Silver City and Grant County, where they're getting ready for the 20th Silver City Blues and Bikes Festival. That's Memorial Day weekend. Taj Mahal will be the headliner for the Blues Festival. Very well-known blues guy. Only 3 hours east of Tucson. Check it out on their great website, southwestnewmexico.org. And they also have the fine listing of things to do and places to stay, like Continental Divide RV Ranch. Be right back.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up on Friday, the Friday Focus interview will be with Daryl Cole. Mr. Cole is City of Tucson Transportation Director. The roundtable features Jim Ninsel of The Weekly and Capital Times editor Jim Small. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI The Voice, and always on BuckmasterShow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by the UA College of Science, with nearly 7,500 undergraduate and graduate students. The UA College of Science brings together globally prominent faculty and disciplines at the core of scientific inquiry and education. Find out more at cos.arizona.edu. UA Science and Innovation, a place of discovery. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show, Dr. Kevin Bonine, Director of Education and Outreach at Biosphere 2. He's also the Director of Outreach Initiatives for the UA College of Science. And in addition, he is on the UA faculty in the Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology and the School of Natural Resources. He is a very busy man who wears many hats, and he's also a real good guy. Good to see you, Kevin.
Thanks so much, Bill. Happy to be here.
We've got Earth Day coming up. Earth Day, and of course, is in April, and now it's Earth Month. So we've got April, and it's a natural connection with Biosphere 2 and Earth Day.
That's right. So Earth Day is April 22nd, and at Biosphere 2, we try and stretch that out to the month of April. We have a lot of additional activities and opportunities for people to engage with our scientists and some of the folks from campus. We offer really neat hands-on activities, and we partner with Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. They bring animals out. So each Saturday in April, we have a lot of stuff going on to celebrate Earth Month and Biosphere 2's sort of iconic ability to get people thinking about those issues.
Kevin, run through some of these Saturday events, because this is going to be a lot of fun, beginning with Saturday, April 4th.
Sure. Saturday, April 4th, we're calling All Systems Go, and we're talking about the challenges and opportunities of recreating closed ecosystems, to think about what's involved with nutrient cycling and oxygen production, food production. And we have things at different scales, obviously Biosphere 2 at about 3 acres, but we also have a really neat lunar greenhouse outreach and teaching module that we're partnering with some other folks on campus to present. And it's really neat to see the food growing in this sort of space exploration type setup.
And for folks who didn't know, this is the International Year of Soil, S-O-I-L.
That's right. That's right. One of the things that we study at Biosphere 2 is the evolution of soil and the interplay of water, energy, and carbon and life. And we have our Landscape Evolution Observatory. And it's a little bit challenging sometimes to get people excited about watching soil form. That makes my job a little bit challenging. But it's really neat when you actually look at it and think about how important it is. All those things that live in our soil and provide our food and help break down our nutrients and make them available to the next wave of life is really a neat thing to look into. We'll have some fun stuff for people to do around those topics.
Saturday, April 18th, light will be the topic, and appropriately, a lot of light comes into Biosphere 2.
That's right. That's right. You have all those windows, and yep. Obviously you need the light in order to get the things to grow on the soil. It also happens to be the International Year of Light. I guess we run out of years to name things. It's both soil and light this year. And one of the partnerships we're really excited about is the folks from the College of Optics from campus are going to come up and bring some of their really neat hands-on activities that have to do with light and all the different ways light is important to us every day.
It is not the International Year of the Ocean, but the ocean is important.
That's right. That's right. One of the things we like to remind ourselves and the visitors about is that the Earth is more than 75% water. Right. So if you want to understand Earth Day, well, it's important to understand the ocean's role therein. And so we have a lot of stuff going on. The Marine Awareness and Conservation Society from campus is coming out. We'll have scuba divers in the ocean, and people can learn about the ocean and the creatures that inhabit it.
So that's four great Saturdays at Biosphere 2, and the summer is coming up, and there'll be a lot of exciting things going on at the summer at Biosphere 2 this summer.
That's right. You know, as we're busy with our spring season and visitors and school groups and Earth Month, we're also planning for our summer activities. One of the things we like to remind people about if they're here is that the number of people visiting on a given day is typically a little bit lower in the summer. So if you want to spend some more leisurely time out there, that's a good time to come. But we also have a lot of really neat programming for teacher professional development and for students to come and actually live at Biosphere 2 and do research with our scientists.
STEM, that's so important these days, teaching about science, technology, and the like. And you've got some teacher professional development courses going on.
That's right. We have something called ACST, our Arizona Center for STEM Teachers. And like you said, STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And there's a lot of evidence that if students do better in those fields, then the economic development prospects of a region are improved. And one of the best places to make a difference is to help elementary school teachers become more comfortable and do a better job of teaching science to their students and getting their students to be interested in those topics and proficient in those topics. We've been doing this for about 7 years now. We were worried we weren't going to have funding this year, but the Howery Estate stepped up recently and is going to help us put this on this year. So we're very excited to offer this opportunity in June for 50 teachers.
And parents may want to think about sending the students to the summer camp there at Biosphere.
That's right. In July, we have a week with 45 middle school students living on site and then a week with 45 high school students. They get their hands dirty doing science. We do various evening activities with astronomy, chemistry magic show, live desert reptiles, these sorts of fun things to get folks excited about doing science and sticking with science. One of the things I'm really excited about with that program is that we have U of A students that we've trained. They're called Outreach Scholars, and they're taking a course with us right now on campus, and then they become the mentors and role models that are much closer in age to these youngsters and really make a connection, get them excited about science, get them excited about going into college.
If parents are interested in getting the kids in that camp, what's the best way to go about that, Kevin Bonine?
The best way to do that is to check out our website, biosphere2.org, and look for the education opportunities. We're getting close to full for this summer, so if you want to find one of those few slots for the middle school or high school week in July, please check it out. But lots of things going on at Biosphere 2 in the spring and summer.
Sustainability is such a key with Biosphere 2, and you have a full curriculum for improved learning by local students.
That's right. So sustainability is one thing that people come to us for and want us to help them learn more about. And we want to become even better at that. So we received a small grant from the U of A Green Fund. This was established by the U of A students to fund sustainability initiatives out of their own pockets. They pay a little bit more in tuition each year or fees. And we're going to partner with TUSD teachers and with the U of A students and with our staff and have a workshop developing new curriculum devoted to sustainability to add to our other curriculum around water, climate, and marine ecosystems.
For folks who haven't been to Biosphere 2, how do they get there, and what are the nuts and bolts of that, Kevin?
Well, there's a lot more detail, again, on our website, biosphere2.org, but the best way to get there is to drive north out of Tucson on Oracle, and you head through Oro Valley and Catalina, and you get almost to the town of Oracle, and there's some pretty obvious signs to direct you off to our fantastic facility in the foothills of the Catalina Mountains.
What a great time to go up to with all the wildflowers. This is the perfect time up in April to go up there.
It is absolutely beautiful. And in addition to wildflowers, we've seen lots of things like male rattlesnakes wrestling each other for access to females. Some things that good to watch at a distance.
Kevin Bonine, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And again, it's biosphere2.org. Our thanks to Mike Emery and the team of his great auto mechanics at Perfection Auto Works. You can reach Mike at perfectionautoworks.com. They'll service all of your foreign and domestic automobile needs. They do a great job and a free 26-point inspection. For Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, then tomorrow morning 6 to 8, Wake Up Tucson, the Daily Double with Christy Simone, 8 to 9, and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you with the Friday edition of Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.